Pastor Tony, we received a question which asks, "Even now that I know God's truth of his love for me, why do I return to my sin like a dog that returns to his vomit? O wretched man that I am," Romans 7:15, "why can't I remain in him?"
Well, the beauty is that Jesus, before you ever gave your life to him, knew every wicked thing you've ever thought, you will ever do, you will ever even intend on doing, and he chose to die for you anyways. Now here's a problem. The Bible refers to our giving our life to Christ as being born again, babes in Christ. But here's the problem. When I gave my life to Christ, I was 19 years old. I was a 19-year-old sinner, and I was a good one, and that's nothing to brag about. But on the other hand, I was a brand new Christian. And all of the life programs that I had designed inside myself were all things that I had been practicing for the majority of my life. Now all of a sudden I step into this. The Spirit of God reigns in me. But if you remember from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, it speaks about Lazarus being called out of the grave, and then he gives the responsibility of his disciples to unwrap his grave clothes. Though that man was fully alive now, given that life by Christ, he was still somebody who had grave clothes that needed to be removed. All the way back in the Torah, God speaks about to his people and says, "I'm not going to give you all the land at one time, but rather, because if it were the case, you're not fruitful enough at this point, nor have the authority, that land would become barren and a place for jackals." You see, God is into not just simply giving us, though he's given us complete and utter forgiveness of sins, and though he is, in essence, well, though he has completely removed from us the penalty of sin, as we live this life now, God takes us to a place where he starts delivering us from the very power of sin. He calls that sanctification. The moment I gave my life to him, according to Ephesians 1, he placed inside of me his Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit that he has placed within me, he works within me to start changing me and molding me and shaping me more into Christ's image. So true, I still struggle, and true, I still deal. And even as the scripture brought up there in Romans 7, Paul himself would say, "Why do I do what I don't want to do?" And this is not a young Paul who just gave his life to Christ. This is an older man who had walked with Christ for many years now. He said, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" And we know that that was a way of Roman corporal punishment, capital punishment, where a dead body would be chained to a living prisoner until that dead body eroded and melded itself into the living body, and the death would overtake both of them. Now, in the same way, Paul uses that body of death as a metaphor now in regards to his own life of sin. And he says, "Who's going to cut these chains? Who's going to free me from this?" And then he says, "Praise be to Jesus Christ." Now, please understand, though you may feel yourself struggling and still see there are sins, it says, "Sin shall no longer have dominion over you." You, for the first time in your life, can cry out to the living God and watch God deliver you from those things, piece by piece, parcel by parcel, and part by part.